B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Podcast with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Okay, welcome to a Friday Rap Party Podcast, everybody. Today, we are going to break down taxes and how much you either owe or get back from the government. We'll go around the room. Roy, how much are you getting back this year, buddy?
Don't know. The accountant's working on it.
I'm kidding. I'm doing mine on TurboTax. And it's actually pretty easy to do it online yourself. The problem is that I don't know any secrets. You know what I mean? Like, I know that some accountants know secrets. And I had this accountant, and she was supposed to be, like, an accountant who dealt with, TV and athletes. So, like, she knew she
knew, like, the business write-offs that you could take.
Yeah, for entertainment people and people that had non-traditional, is the word I was looking for, non-traditional jobs. Well, she did well for me, like, the first 2 years, and all of a sudden on the third year, I'm owing money to the state, feds, and her. And I'm like, why am I going to pay you, the state, and, like, aren't I paying you to help me, like, get money back?
Anyway. You can only take a loss 2 years in a row without, flying a red flag, but...
What do you mean?
I don't know. Companies, some people take losses. I mean, look at Spotify. Every year over year, they take loss.
You don't think they get audited?
Sort of the airlines.
Yeah, I mean, everyone takes losses. Yeah. I think maybe they're just...
But people...
Yeah. What about your mortgage interest? That's at least like $10,000 write off, I bet, for you.
Yeah, but TurboTax tells me that, like, I'm better off sticking with what they.
You should write off your mortgage interest.
I think I do.
And you still owe.
Yeah. Will you just come over and do it for me?
I mean,
I wouldn't.
I'm not going to do it for you because I'll manipulate the numbers to where you get 10 grand.
By the way, I was doing that on TurboTax. You could do that. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is why there's something called tax evasion. Because people can see this and they'll be like, I'll take that check.
Not tax evasion is the illegal one. Tax avoidance is the legal way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tax avoidance.
Anyway, good luck with all your taxes. Apparently, let me find out. Hey, Siri, when is taxes due in the United States?
According to smartasset.com, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the federal government extended this year's federal income tax filing deadline from April 15, 2021 to May 17, 2021.
Does she know 2022?
Okay. Hey, Siri, when are taxes due in 2022?
I found an answer. It's displayed on your iPhone.
What does it say?
Look, she gave me a chart about tax rates.
I'll just Google it. Hang on. When is tax
from
day?
Wolfram Alpha? What the hell?
It says April 18th is tax.
Okay, thank you. And exactly 1 month from this podcast.
Yeah.
And I feel like Wolfram Alpha is like code for some shit. Like, that's like the Ukrainians blow up Russian tanks when they say Wolfram Alpha. Loren, nicknames growing up, what was yours?
I mean, outside of Ren, I got Marie a lot.
Marie?
Which was my middle name.
Did you get short stack, anything like that?
No.
Teachers didn't call you anything?
Mm-mm. Motor mouth.
Roy boy?
I didn't hear the beginning
nicknames
of
nicknames growing up?
Oh, I had Roy boy, mama's baby. Roy poi, mama's baby boy. I had Buster Brown.
It's not bad.
I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting one.
Weaver, what'd you have? Weaver Beaver. I had Maniac because, you know, obviously my last name.
My cousin Richie's nickname was Stinky. That was cool.
That's pretty funny. I knew some guy whose nickname was Jizz.
oh, that sucks.
Don't ask why you got the nickname.
I won't.
Why?
No, don't ask.
Okay.
on the show today, we were talking about dad fails when mom left the house and left dad in charge. And there were some funny stories that we didn't get to that I figured we can shout out here on the Rap Party Podcast. We did this one from Dina from Academyville, which is really funny. My dad still doesn't know how to spell my name. You said that Dal sometimes gets Cash's birthday wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Does he know Jackson's birthday?
I don't know.
Would he know your birthday?
I think he would know my birthday. So he might think Jackson's birthday is the day after, which would be 6-6, and it's actually 6-7. But he called me one day, and he was filling out something for Cash. And he was like, what's Cash's birthday? 10-16, 10-17. And I was like, no, maybe. And then he confused me, and I was like, no, it's 10-12-16. And he was like, no. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Dean's easy. He's the day before me, but sometimes the year, and as it gets further and further away, the year is hard to remember sometimes. Uh-huh. So Dean is 4-24-13. Ruby is 8-1-18, which is easy. I know people that don't know their own birth dates.
How is that possible?
Remember we talked about that on the air, and somebody's like, I was born on a leap year, so I get to pick my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jessica in Bessemer City says, I'm a mom and I was taking a bath and my toddler was sitting beside me in the tub and reached under the sink and grabbed the scissors and cut her hair above her ears. Her hair was down to her butt. I then had to give her a bowl cut. This is all why she was looking. Jessica was watching her while she was in the tub, couldn't get out quick enough.
Mm.
My mother lost me a Carowinds when I was 7. Dad was never ever really part of my life anyway, so he could just kiss off. Ashley says, I'm a mom, but I sat in my daughter's car seat on top of one of those small boxy recycling bins while I unlocked the front door, and the car seat flipped over in a bush. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She put her daughter up on top of the tree, and the car seat flipped over.
Oh, that's really bad.
Laura and Conover said, when I was 3, my dad left me in a room while he got... While he got my bath ready, and I hit the headboard of the bed and busted my chin and had a hole in it. There was blood everywhere. My mom freaked out. That's kind of like the Bob Saget story.
Mm.
A little bit.
Where no one died.
Right. Dana in Waxhaw says, my dad was a busy doctor and went to an elementary school to pick me up. I had already moved into middle school, and he had no idea that I'd switched schools.
That's funny.
Speaking of schools, get this. You're going to find this funny, Roy. For Dean's birthday, my brother, his uncle, got him 4 really good walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
Like professional, like really good walkie-talkies. So we're walking out to go pick up my daughter the other day when it was cloudy and raining. And one of the walkie-talkies is going, Rob Johnson, Amanda Jacobs, Allison Johnson, come to the bus line. Dean goes, what the hell? He goes, what the heck? And his walkie-talkie frequency was picking up a local school doing buses.
That's funny.
So Dean goes, can we take it in the car? And I go, yeah, dude, it's bus line. Of course you can. Well, so he goes, he said something Fortnite. She's like, I need bend over and I'll kick your ass. Just, I don't know, whatever names.
Yeah.
And Dean goes, Fortnite, Fortnite, Fortnite. She goes, can you repeat that? And he was all nervous that we were going to get in trouble by the police.
Hmm. Mm,
yeah.
Because he goes, Dad, can we get in trouble? I need to stop. I go, no, but it's all good. They can't do anything. And all you're doing is just talking on the frequency. So she called out a couple other names while we're driving down Ray Road. We can still hear these schools, these names. And I go, this is American Airlines 335, cleared for taxi. And she didn't respond to me, though. Anyway, really funny, though. The walkie-talkie was just sitting out in the garage talking.
I want a walkie-talkie that you could pick up, like, Target employees and Chick-fil-A employees, and I want to mess with them.
Yeah.
That's cool to me.
Yeah.
Like, just randomly in the middle of, like Target, I want to queue up and be like,
I don't know. I think we need some extra hands up on register 3.
Yeah.
Just to see how many people...
I'm sorry, who needs help on register 3?
I just patted him down. He had 15 condoms in his pants.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I'm sorry, who said that? What happened?
They were opened.
I would love to. That know, would you're be shenanigans. Oh, I would have so much fun.
Let's see. Helen from Lancaster said, my dad used to drop me off and my sister at school wearing only a...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Olga.
Whoa.
He used to get out and wave to us.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. Biggest dad fail was my dad wearing a Speedo at my first boy and girl birthday party ever. When I was younger, my dad took me to the doctor when I was sick and had to call my mom because he didn't know what my birthday was. There you go. Loren?
Yep.
See?
Mm-hmm. That is a thing.
Oh, and then one last thing I was going to tell you guys on the show today. We were talking about getting out of speeding tickets and like PBA cards and stuff. And one time my cousins were really high ranking state troopers in New York State. And when I was driving from New Jersey right across the border on the New York State Thruway, I was like a new driver, like 17. And there was a construction merge. So the left hand lane was merging to the right lane, but the guy wouldn't let me over.
Okay.
So I went through a couple of the cones to then get back out again. And a trooper came flying up behind me, and he was so mad. He was like, "That's a work zone. You don't drive through the work zone, blah, 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 blah." He's like, "Driver's license and registration." And I gave him the PBA card, too. He goes, "How do you know Jimmy and Tommy?" I go, "They're my cousins." He goes, "Oh, they're your cousins?" I was like, yeah. He goes, "Did they know that you drive like this?" And I was like, so scared. I'm like, yeah. He goes, "Of course they know. They were probably the ones that taught you how to drive like this." They're like, "Get out of the cones. I'll put my lights on so you can get over. Have a great day."
I tell you, when you know, when you have friends on the force.
Yeah. Then there's this good one. My buddy and his friend are in his RX-7 Mazda, which was a hot car back in the 90s. They claim, I wasn't there, but they claim they were hauling ass. They had smoked weed, and they were flying down the thruway, and they get pulled over. And the cop does like a full search of the car and everything. They can't find anything. So my one buddy is like, "Hey, do you know Jim?" And he's like, "Yeah, I know that name." And so he said, "Well, he's a good friend of the family." He's like, "Well, how do you know him?" Now, he doesn't have a PBA card. He just knows him by name. And he goes, "Yeah, if you know him, I'm going to let you guys go." Like, that's how much pull he had. So and so my buddy named like his wife and some kids because he does know him. Mm-hmm. So he's like, "All right." So they get back in the car. And the driver of the car was like, "Man, he's such a fucking liar. Why does he tell us that he knows cops? He doesn't know cops." Mm-hmm. And my buddy's like, "What are you talking about, bro? I just literally got us out by saying the cop's name." He goes, "I told the other cop," because there was two of them, the guy's name. And he goes, "I don't even know who they are." And then he goes, no. "That guy was lying to you, bro. Like they knew them." So he was lying to the one guy and told him he didn't know who they were. Because he didn't want to hear about it at the time.
Scare him or like what?
I think he just didn't want to hear about it. He's like, I don't need to know that or whatever.
Yeah.
But my other buddy's like, no. So I was like, I can't believe they got out of because there was no PBA card or anything.
Interesting. I would love the PBA card.
Me too.
They don't do that down here?
No. Mm-mm. I wish it was deployed nationwide. I think it's a very cool move.
Yeah. I wonder why it's not.
Well, because it also is kind of fucked up that you have these get out of jail right. free cards,
yeah.
but you only get a couple, so you only give them to a couple, you know.
Yeah.
So, like my cousin, when I went back up there this past summer, gave one to my buddy, the same guy who got pulled over, the passenger in that car, and so my buddy's like, "Oh, dude, this is like awesome! Like, you have no idea! Like, this works in New York City, in the city, not just on this because he's a state trooper. It covers everything, but."
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a whole different world.
Meanwhile, because I worked for two different police departments, you just happened to hope that you knew them.
Yeah.
Knew the person, or they knew you, or...
Well, you know the move you could do here is you could put, like, one of our business cards with the license and stuff and hope that maybe they listen.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that either.
You just hand it over to them, and then the guy goes, "I don't need this," and gives it back to you. I've had that happen. I've had another guy go, "I love the show."
Do you have a business card with your name?
Love the show, but here's your ticket.
Yeah, we all have business cards. We
do
also
all
have like our ID. That you
is that
can
what
show.
You hand over?
Yeah, it says like Beasley Media WNKS Morning Host. Yeah, sometimes it works. You might as well try anything. Nicole, have you ever been pulled over? What'd you get pulled over for? I know. I hate that you have to get up off the floor. Doesn't your ass hurt after a while? It's concrete.
I got pulled over in high school for speeding. That was my first and only speeding ticket. And then I got pulled over my freshman year of college here in Charlotte at Concord Mills because I was working at the mall jump in Concord Mills. So I was on my way to work. And I apparently ran a red light.
Oh, like Loren?
I forget that like you lived. I forget that she like worked here and lived here before us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a whole life here.
So who were you listening to on the radio back then?
Honestly, I was a freshman in college. I wasn't listening. Like I wasn't.
She probably never left much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I lived on campus. If I worked, it was in the afternoons.
Who, did you have any cool roommates?
She was known as the girl on campus that had cat ears. Mm. She very openly did that, and there was actually like a Facebook group about her.
She wore cat ears?
Cat ears and a cat tail. Like that was her thing.
Was she trying to be – didn't Ariana Grande do that for a minute?
It was cool when she did it, though.
I mean, I don't even think Ariana was – I mean, this was 2000 and – this was over a decade ago.
That's actually a funny topic to discuss one day because my buddy went to school somewhere and I went with him and he goes, we call this guy Pool Man. I'm like, why do you call him Pool Man? He goes, because he's got a baby pool in his room.
Huh. Yeah, so we called her cat ear. So that was very interesting. Like people, like hundreds of people around campus. Like,
did she like it? Did she know it?
Or were they making fun of her?
I mean, if you're rocking the cat ears, you know you're going to get some flack.
Yeah, I don't really know. But she was a very...
weird.
She was very interesting. I mean, we got along, but she had a boyfriend in the military, but she would cheat on him. So, like...
As one does.
The dorm was very close, and... Yeah, she got a couple of STDs.
Oh, my God.
She would, like, leave her union, like, her student union, like, the paperwork on my desk.
I didn't expect her to say
You asked her how our roommate was.
I didn't expect to learn that she had STDs.
Yeah, it was a lot.
How was the food? Was the food at UNCC good?
The food was really good, yeah. Wendy's there's a Wendy's on campus.
Yeah, but, like, what you would eat part of your food
Yeah,
plan.
The student union has really good food. Has really good food. And then when I transferred to NC State my sophomore year, I also lived on campus. And I shared a dorm room with a preacher's daughter. And
she was fucking crazy, wasn't she?
No, she wasn't.
Did you go with her?
No. But like very...
Did you have sex with her?
No.
Yes.
Like very, very, very conservative. Like from a town that like never heard of in North Carolina. And I was the first gay person she ever met.
Wow.
And to this day, we still, well, not really have a relationship, but we're friends on Facebook. Like we like and do that because she'll even like thank me. Like I ran into her. I think it was actually when I first moved here, like the first week or two, I went back to Raleigh to celebrate a friend's birthday party. And I ran into her and her husband out. And she like was kind of drunk and like pulled me aside and just like thanked me for like opening her eyes because the way that she grew up, mm-hmm. like her church and her father literally told her like gay people are different. Like they're not
today,
nice.
Satan.
Like they're not this.
Speaking of Satan, when she saw you for the first time, did she start crying and held your arms and say,
start shaking.
What sure happened to scared. Your body? Did Satan scar you?
I didn't have tattoos.
Oh, you didn't have tattoos then?
You can imagine what she was telling her friends. Like, oh, I got this bruiser for a roommate.
She went home.
She did a curve job on somebody.
She went home every weekend and I had, our dorm room was like this big and we had two single beds. I had my, my lesbian friends, we'd party like every week. Like I'm pretty sure like there was lesbian sex from my friends in her bed.
That's
where was she?
Awesome.
She went home to church and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Why she's busy at church reading scripture, banging it out in her bed.
It is so funny when you're at a party and you know someone in the other room behind the door having sex.
Oh, dude, I was always so jealous and mad at that guy.
There was a couple of lesbians we knew that would at parties, they would be like, they'd be gone and you could just hear them in the other room. And you're like,
so
you know
funny.
They're doing it.
You have no idea. We would burn the fucking house down if we knew in high school there was two girls making out or doing any kind of activity behind a door. Like us horn dogs would have been like breaking the door down, dude.
Well, they would always start making out in front of everyone.
Never had that.
No, I did.
Never had that. Lorenz never kissed a girl.
You never tried at least kiss a girl, see what
not
happens?
Not even when you're drunk. Like, there's not even, like, even Amanda says, like, sometimes when she would drink tequila when she was in her high school years, her and her friends would make out.
I have never tried to make out with another woman, but I've had, on two occasions, other women try to make out with me.
So you've had other women's tongues in your mouth?
They tried.
Nice.
Yeah.
You didn't accept? Oh, you're so prude.
All right. No, but they were really drunk, like...
Yeah.
Obnoxiously drunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you're going to get that, you don't want them to be so drunk.
No.
Yeah. All right, that's a wrap party, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.